Hello, YouTube. This is BlindGamer95 again, also known as Chris. And today,
Doc, System Preferences, 11 of 28.
I will be doing another game recording.
VMware Fusion, the QuickTime Player, screen select, VMware Fusion, Chris, startup button, press startup button. Chris window, toolbar, voice over off.
And this game today is called Adventure at Sea : And the basic idea is you're fighting, your computer has been infected by this virus that wants to take over the world, and so you have to stop him. And this is a game for Windows, so I'll be going over it. And hopefully this will be in stereo. I apologize.
Desktop list. Recycle bin not selected. 1 of 44.
I apologize if the other recording of Crinkle Crash wasn't in stereo.
Internet X resign location. See. Start Outlook.
Set up. Let's see here.
Desk.
And it wants to freeze.
Start menu. Outlook. DAC.exe 4. Taskbar.
Checking.
Adventure at sea.
VGStorm.com.
Welcome to Adventure at Sea : Please cycle through the menu with your up and down arrow keys. Every menu except this one uses TTS. Make sure to stop by the TTS configuration screen before you enter the game. Load a save file.
So we're in the main menu. The first option is load a save file.
New game.
Self-explanatory, starts a new game.
TTS configuration.
That configures TTS voices. Source API 5.
Hi, welcome to the TTS configuration screen. You may press down or up to cycle between your installed TTS voices. When you find the one you like, press enter. Or if you'd like to exit, you can press escape.
So you hit the up and down arrows.
Learn a pen Hobsky Michelle.
Microsoft Mike.
Learn a pen Microsoft Mary.
Learn a pen Hobsky Michael.
Microsoft Sam.
Microsoft Mike. Success. Hi. Let's play some Adventure at Sea.
Welcome to Adventure. New game.
So.
Test speakers.
Test speakers. This is very important.
Left. Right. Welcome to Adventure at New game.
And hopefully you'll be hearing that in stereo.
Test speakers.
That.
Check for Adventure at Sea : updates.
Checks for updates.
You're using the latest Adventure at Sea : version.
Welcome to New T-Tap. Check for Adventure at current version for Adventure at Sea :
3.1 July 13, 2014.
Welcome to a new game.
Yeah, so, 2 days old. Give or take. So what's today?
Tuesday, July 15, 2014.
Yeah.
T-Tap. Check current version. Exit.
So.
Check new game. Load a save file. New game.
Start a new game.
Select the file slot to save your new game to. File 1, File 2, Chris, 2 days 10 out. File 1, Chris, 4 minutes and 54 seconds. Attack, 8, defense, 2, hits 60. Current health, 200. Maximum health, 200. Status, beginner. Last played, Monday, June 16, 2014 at 4:23:09 p.m.
So that gives you information about the save. We're gonna save in slot 1, because slot 2 is my main save.
Starting a new file in this slot will delete all of your progress on this save slot, yes.
Yep.
Hello, what might your name be? Name entry text field.
I'm just gonna call it Chris.
C-H-R-I-S. Okay button.
Alright, glad that's over. Now I can get back to developing my application. I hope to have it released by Friday. Wait, what's this? A virus? Now that's input. Wait, what? Well, I guess I'll try to reboot. Huh? What?
Greetings. Your system is under attack. And AI have prepared to use your system to take over the room.
Who are you? Wait, no, wait! Ah, come on! Ah, what should I do? I don't want to, but it looks like I'm gonna have to turn myself into a program, and that may not be reversible. I've never tested this code, but in theory it should work. I should be able to put in this disk and be able to access my hard drive, and then I can place this program on it. I can then run it and I should appear inside of the system. I'm kinda nervous, but this is probably my only chance. Let's go.
Here we go. By the way, you can skip these with Enter.
Oof! Well, I guess I'd better look around now.
Use the arrow keys to move.
Alright, so now we're in the first level. And you can hear the music and the ambience.
Java update available. A new version of Java is ready to be...
Yeah, shut up. Let me actually,
No selection. NVDA exit and adventure at sea.
So, the basic keys. Up arrow makes you jump. Like that. Holding down arrow makes you duck. Like that, and if you let go of it, you uncrouch. Hitting left and right arrow, so if I go left, I hit the wall. Go to the right. Go to the left. So it's a 2D environment. You go left to right usually. And U and D turn the music up and down. So I'm gonna press D for the music. The numbers 1 and 2 on the keyboard.
Knife.
That's number 1.
Laser.
Number 2.
Knife.
Spacebar is your shoot weapon button. Like that. Number 2 is your laser.
Laser.
Which has a battery, so you hit B to check the power.
Laser battery level 982.
Yeah, mine's going dead. Alright. So I'm gonna go to the knife.
Knife.
And this is the tutorial level, which we're gonna go through. So I'm just gonna hold the right arrow down, go to the right. Also, you can jump. Well, I'll get to that in just a second.
Hello, my name is tutorial.exe. I am your friend. I shall help you get oriented as a program. Hear that noise to your right? That is a virus. It will try to kill you, so kill it first. Press the space key to fire your currently equipped weapon. Press the number keys to change your currently equipped weapon.
Alright, going to the right. Just hit the space bar. Yeah, and you heard it hit me a couple times, so you can check your health with H.
197 health.
Switch to using the laser so I can show you what it's like.
Laser. Hello again. Here we have another sound off to our right. This is an item. Simply walk through the item to pick it up.
Alright.
Extra life.
Just walk through it. Oh yeah, and you also have lives. So to check your lives, you hit L.
For lives.
L for lives. Or life. Whatever. Good, right?
A wall is blocking your path onward. But wait, the wall has a crack in it. If you duck, you can probably get under it. To duck, press the down key. You can walk while you duck, but this is much slower than walking normally is.
So, yeah, this is a tutorial that gives you the basic functions. So, I hit the wall, so I can't jump over it. So you have to hold the down arrow. Walk under it. I'll let go of the down arrow.
A rock is blocking your path onward. This shouldn't be a problem for you. Simply jump over it. To jump, press the up key. You can navigate while you jump, and if you're quick with your fingers, this can be much faster than walking. If you need a quick landing, press either of the control keys. This will only work if you're close enough to the ground.
Alright, so if I go right, you can't move. So to jump, you hit the up arrow, and then you tap either the right or left arrow key really quickly, like this.
Ow!
Your health was restored by 30.
Was that health item? Use the laser. That's how the laser works. I think it works up to 5 squares away.
Laser battery level 605. Knife.
Yeah, you will Also, as you kill enemies, you get these things called bits, which is like your currency, so you can buy stuff, which I'll show later. There's a store. So you hit M to check your bits or money.
34 bits.
34.
Oh no. Right? To the right of you is corrupted sectors of the hard drive. Most likely this was caused by one of the viruses or corrupted files. If you touch those, you will become corrupt and cease to exist within the minute. But this should only happen if you touch them. If you jump across it using your up arrow key, you should be safe. You'll have to make sure that you jump it completely. These are usually more than one square wide, but you have no way of knowing how vast they are until you actually jump. Be prepared for the worst. The edges of these sectors have been harmed by the corruption. Stepping on the edges will not harm you, but they are a nice indicator of where you are in relation to the sectors.
This is the final time I shall appear. This item is different than the others you have collected. You must grab it while at the height of your jump. You could position yourself underneath the item and jump, or you could jump next to the item and then arrow to it.
Yeah, that's basically what you do. So I'm gonna let go under it and hit the up arrow.
Extra life.
Exactly. Or you can jump to it.
Your health was fully restored. Laser.
You shall be deleted.
Nice.
It's a pretty easy boss, though. The instructory.
Congratulations. Level complete. You took 5 minutes and 7 seconds to complete the level. You had a total of 6 kills. Press the enter key to continue.
Yeah. So let's hit enter.
Hey, that wasn't so bad. I'm actually quite good at this.
You speak too soon. You're ignorant. Our world is under attack by the infamous computer virus known only as RS. We have discovered that RS used to be a human. His name was Rusty Salisk. He is very intelligent, and he has his headquarters deep inside of the System 32 directory. The only way to get to the System 32 directory, however, is through the Windows directory. The Windows directory is locked. There's a special key code that you can use to unlock it. Unfortunately, the 9 bits of the key code are scattered throughout the file system. The downloads folder, the pictures folder, the music folder, and several others. All of these directories are filled with viruses. Rusty Salisk has also appointed 9 guardians, very powerful computer viruses, to protect the key code. You would have to go into all of those directories and destroy all of those guardians before you can get into the Windows directory. Still think this is going to be easy? And once you get into the Windows directory, that isn't even your final stop. After that, you have to go into System 32, and who knows what else you'll have to do.
Boring. I've got an idea. I'm going to use the command line to make your voice sound weird. That certainly won't be boring. Huh, I had no idea that would actually work. Well, as fun as that was, this is a serious matter. Goodbye, person. I don't know your name. Goodbye.
Hello there. It is not often we see new programs around here these days. Just thought I'd give you a friendly tip. You can press Shift plus O to open an options menu. You can only open the options menu when you are not in a level though.
I recommend you do this immediately. You can learn more about the in-game sounds there. Also, to enter a level, press enter when you are at the entrance. You can press space on an entrance to see its status, completed or not completed. Well, see ya. Have a good day.
Alright, so now we're in the main area where the game takes place, I guess, or the crossroads. It's the same idea. You walk right from the left side. My downloads.
Stage not complete.
My downloads.
I'm gonna press escape.
Are you sure you want to quit the level? Yes.
Because
My downloads.
Each level is different, and you have to do different things. But at the end of each level is a boss, which you have to fight.
My pictures.
And you have to beat all these.
My documents. Program file.
Please load code.key.
Cheapest prices. Visit my shop.
Please select the upgrade you wish to buy. You currently have 72 bits.
And I should say that all levels have music, but I've turned the music volume down. So this is the shop where you can buy stuff.
Defense upgrade upgrades your defense by 1. Costs 740 bits.
Yes, and you have stats, which I'll get to in just a second. This upgrades your defense statistic by 1.
Power upgrade upgrades your power by 1. Costs 2040 bits.
2040 bits? Yeah, kind of expensive.
Maximum health upgrade upgrades your maximum health by 10. Price 4096 bits.
Yeah.
Fully restore your hit points. Cost 1 bit. Restore laser battery to 1000. Cost 10 bits. Restore laser battery to 5000. Cost 150 bits. Extra life. Cost 5 bits.
You can buy extra lives.
Leave shop.
You can leave. I'm gonna leave.
Visit my shop. Best shop to buy items. Cheapest prices. Visit my shop.
Welcome. Please select an option with your arrow keys and press enter to activate it. Change weapon trigger.
This lets you change the weapon trigger.
Press any key to set it as your firing key. If multiple keys are pressed, the first key detected is used. Default is space. Success.
Best shop to buy items. Cheapest prices.
Press it space,
visit
but you can change what you
best
want
shop
to
buy
weapon.
Items. Cheapest
like,
prices.
Control.
Visit my shop.
Welcome. Change weapon. View accomplishments. Change weapon trigger. View accomplishments.
These are accomplishments that you can get.
Best shop to buy item.
Which
cheapest
I don't
prices,
have any,
visit
but you get
shop.
Them by doing
best
different
shop
things.
To buy item.
Welcome. Change view accomplishments.
In the different levels.
Change jumping trigger.
This is the same idea.
Tutorial. Virus database tutorial.
This is... I'll go through it.
Welcome. You have already been through the introduction level, which helps you learn some basic math navigation. However, it did not cover all of the obstacles you will be facing. Here is where you can learn some more about the levels you will be challenging. This guide is separated into segments, so to skip a segment, you may press enter. To rewind to a previous segment, press backspace. Now, on with learning. That was a platform. You may find them in various places. They are usually located in corrupt sectors. If you jump on a platform which is in a corrupt sector, it will hold you up. Be careful, though. That was a teleporter. If you step on it, who knows where you'll end up. You could end up in a corrupt sector, in a group of enemies, or further in the level. Taking teleporters is risky. Be careful. That was a delete ray. It tries to delete you from the hard drive. Sometimes they succeed, and you lose a life, but at other times, they do not and only do a little damage. These delete rays will attempt deletion regularly. The only way to get past them is to quickly run or jump past them when it isn't firing. That was a time bomb. It explodes after its timer reaches zero. You must be well away from it in order for it to not kill you or cause you serious injury. You can pick a bomb up by pressing Alt. You can put it down by pressing Alt while you're holding it. You can throw it by running and pressing Alt. These things are nifty, because they destroy steel data.
A steel data is an invisible wall. That was Spike. Those things are dangerous. Simply jump over them and you should be safe. This is a barrier of electricity. If you hit it, you're fried. Jumping over it should not be too difficult, however. This sound will sometimes accompany a barrier. It means that the barrier of electricity is too high to jump. There is absolutely no way around this obstacle. That is a geyser. Those things spurt up out of the ground sometimes. There is no way to pass them without being hurt, unless you simply wait for the eruption to finish. That is the noise an arrow makes when launched. It may sound from either your left or right. Once launched, these things move very fast. Make sure to duck. That is a noise an arrow makes while moving. They move so quickly, you are not likely to hear them until it is too late. But hey, you will know when it is passed you. Congratulations, you have successfully cleared level crossing 101.
Alright, that was the tutorial that shows you some of the other obstacles that you'll encounter in the game.
Welcome, Chain Tutorial Virus Database.
This lets you listen to viruses, hear what they sound like.
Select an enemy, press enter to hear its name, press escape when you are done. This is a virus. Select an enemy. This is a corrupt DLL. This is a corrupt WAV file. Select an enemy. Press exiting.
Best shop to buy items.
That's what some of the enemies sound like.
Visit my shop.
That you'll encounter.
Welcome. Click change view chain tutorial. Virus database.
That are in the game.
Change weapon trigger. View accomplishments.
And that's it. So, now, I think for the last thing I'm going
to
show.
Up to buy items, cheapest price.
Welcome to Adventure New Lotus Save File.
We're going to
select a file slot to file 2. Chris, today is 10 hours 22.
So, okay, this is my save. And I'm going to briefly talk about the stage builder. So the stage builder you get after you beat the game, after you've gone through all the levels and gone through the Windows folder and beaten Rusty Salisk, who is the boss behind all this, the mastermind. So you hit Shift S.
Select an option.
Select an option.
Build stage.
Build stage.
Play stage.
Play it.
Edit stage.
Edit.
Stage preferences.
Stage preferences. We'll go in here.
Welcome to the stage preferences menu. Here, you can enable or disable custom stage functionality to increase game performance.
All right. Down arrow.
Show stage name when choosing a stage. Status, enabled.
Yeah. This will show the name.
Show stage creator's username when choosing a stage. Status, enabled.
This will show whatever the person has for their name. So, my stage by user Chris.
Show stage name when choosing a
stage.
Select an build play edit stage. Stage preferences, OGG media player.
This is the OGG media player. It can play OGG files.
Build stage, OGG media player. A.og.
Glad I took care of
zps.og.
These are files that I have in this folder for my stage that I made called Macintosh Attack.
Zarvox_og.og.
So you press the arrows and it tells you what the file name is and plays the file in a loop. Alright, so.
Select an option. Build stage.
I'm gonna go to build stage.
How big do you want your level to be?
You can have it.
100.
You can have it from what 100 squares up to 5,000.
5,000. 4,900. 4,800. 4,700.
Yeah.
4,500.
That was my max, sorry. 100.
Select your stage's background music.
Different tracks.
Use music from your computer. Must be a .on file.
Or you can use music from your computer. We're just going to go with choose that and press enter. Now you're in the stage builder mode, and you've got different keys to add things. Like I can hit
corrupt sector left X location, text entry text field.
Key for a corrupt sector, so let's say I want a corrupt sector at 5.
5, corrupt sector right X, text entry text field, 7.
7, and then you hit F5 to play test.
Play test mode.
And as you can see, we're in a level. And there's my sector that I just made. And the rest of the level is blank, because I haven't added anything.
Builder mode.
You can add enemies.
Enemy position. Text entry text field. Save. 10. Select an enemy to place. Virus.
Do virus.
Virus's health. Text entry text field. 10.
10.
Virus's attack. Text entry tech 5.
5.
Virus's defense. 10. Should the stage end when this enemy is defeated? No.
That's handy if you want to make like a boss. You can have the stage end.
Yes. No.
No.
Playtest mode.
So now you can hear the virus.
Knife.
So that's how that works. And while I'm here, let me talk about stats. So you've got attack. You hit A.
50 attack.
That's how much attack you have.
60 defense.
60 defense, because I'm using my main save. A for attack. S to check defense. H for health.
526 health.
Shift H for your maximum health.
530 maximum hit points.
So.
Builder mode.
Just hit F5 again to go back to builder. You can add different obstacles. Like, let's add about a barrier.
Electric barrier location. Text entry 1, 5.
15.
Is the barrier too high to be jumped? Yes. No.
Yeah, this is a pretty new feature you can add. Is it too high to be jumped?
Yes, no.
No.
Playtest mode.
But you can make impassable barriers. You can hit C to check your location.
Location, 13.
So you jump over it. Yes, it's blank because I haven't added anything yet. Let's just get killed by it.
Builder mode.
You can add music with, I think, F6.
Select your stage's background music. Cancelled.
Or you can add ambience.
Playtest mode. Builder mode. Select the folder you wish to get your odd files from.
F7 for ambience.
It's GSS1. Stages. Use main adventure at sea directory.
But you have to have an odd
cancelled
audio file. You hit F9.
Select the stage flag you would like to modify.
You can set different things.
Set initial power.
You can set how much attack you have.
Set initial defense.
How much defense you have.
Set initial health.
How much health you have when you start the stage.
Set initial lives.
Lives.
Set obstacle restore after death.
This is kind of cool.
Should the enemies, BSOD hex, items and enemies restore themselves to existence when you die? Yes. No. Yes.
This is kind of cool. So if you want things to respawn if you get killed, just to add more challenge instead of dying and having a blank level up to the point where you die.
Select the stage flag you would set bomb restore after death.
You can add time bombs, which go off. This is the same thing as the obstacle.
Set obstacle restore after death. Cancelled.
So, that's basically the stage builder.
Are you sure you want to quit the level? Yes.
Yes. And I'm gonna exit.
Welcome to Adventure at Sea. Exit.
So.
Desktop list. Restart.
That was a. It's a somewhat brief look at Adventure at Sea : I think it's a pretty cool game. You can find it by going to http://forum. Or forum period audio games all one word .net, and then go to the link that says new releases room, and then it should be in there. Adventure at Sea : and the place to download it is in the first post. So
start button dialog stand turn off taskbar unknown.
Command H and
voice over on QuickTime Player.
Real quick, people have been asking on the comments from my other video how I got the virtual machine. I made it from a computer with a thing called VMware vCenter Converter. But for some reason, I can't respond to comments, and I'm not sure why. So if anyone knows why I can't respond to comments, let me know why. It's very strange. So anyway, I hope you've liked this review slash...
Now in menu extract.
And, bye for now.
Menu X. Bit R at Google. Sound. Stop recording menu extra.